You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host here, Colt Molesky, bringing you Timberwolves content. Make sure to check out the Locked On NBA show, as well as the rest of the Locked On NBA network. We have plenty of content on all the NBA teams. Make sure you don't miss any of the coverage. Get prepared for every single one of the NBA teams and every single NBA season. Make sure to get ready for all of it by listening to the Locked On NBA content and the whole network. Check it all out. All fantastic shows with fantastic hosts. Today, we will be talking about the Timberwolves' first preseason game, which went down on Saturday in the Oracle Arena against the reigning NBA champions, the Golden State Warriors. We'll also be talking about stuff that we gleaned from that game. We're going to go uber positive. I know that there's been a lot of negativity around the Timberwolves heading into the season with the trade of Jimmy Butler and all that, requesting a trade and all that kind of hanging over the Timberwolves. But we're going to go uber positive on the first preseason game. Get excited and get jazzed up about the Timberwolves by being super positive about them. Before we get to that, though, we do have to talk about some of the Jimmy Butler stuff, the saga that just keeps on rolling for the Timberwolves. We do have to discuss it because, you know what, it is Timberwolves news. I got to keep you guys apprised of the situations that are going down. So we're going to talk about a couple of the recent events. The first one that came to my attention, the first couple that came to my attention, the Timberwolves are trying to get Jimmy Butler for Chris Middleton done with the Bucks, and it sounds like they were really being aggressive in avoiding Hassan Whiteside and any trade talks with the Miami Heat. So I like that I like both of those for a couple reasons. First, the Timberwolves should not get a center. I want to get a guy that they can put all over the place, a guy that can be pretty versatile. Hassan Whiteside is not versatile. Also, they just went through an entire season. They just went through a year, an offseason, 2017-18 NBA season. All that had drama in the locker room. And you know what? Tibbs is still on this team. I anticipate there's going to be drama in the front office this year. I don't need more of that being brought in with this Jimmy Butler trade. If they can keep from getting a guy like Hassan Whiteside, a guy who's probably going to be a locker room problem, that is one of the main goals, other than trading Jimmy Butler in general. That's one of the main goals, is to get a guy who's going to be versatile, who's going to help the defense, who's not going to be a problem. We don't want any more Timberwolves. This is coming from the entirety of people covering the team, the fan base. They don't want any more drama. We do not collectively want any more drama. Don't bring in Hassan Whiteside. It's really good to see that the Timberwolves are avoiding this and understanding that situation. Got to make sure they do not grab Hassan Whiteside. That's very important. Another thing that is really important about the Chris Middleton side of things, I like that they're bringing in a guy that is versatile like Chris Middleton. I like the idea of somebody like Chris Middleton being on the roster and playing alongside guys like Wiggins, like Towns, like Kida, like Josh, like Tyus. That's a good fit. I think that would be really a really great way to kind of add some oomph to a bigger lineup. If you have Towns out there, if you've got Chris Middleton, you've got Taj Gibson, maybe throw out Gorgie. You've got a bigger lineup, a bigger front. Or if you go small ball and you throw a couple guards out there, you've got Wiggins out there, Okogie out there, maybe you throw in Chris Middleton as the four or even a small ball five, and you're playing around with those kind of lineups. That's the kind of stuff that I'm looking for when you're bringing in a guy. I want to be able to do a few different things and throw him in a few different spots. And I think Chris Middleton is a perfect fit for that. They have that positionless style of basketball that they've been running the last few years with Milwaukee. And so I think that you can pretty much line him up in two or three different spots and with a few different lineups. And it could be really creative and really fun. The thing is that you cannot just do Chris Middleton in a few picks. I don't just want Chris Middleton in a few picks. You need to have another guy, another aspect of that trade. And the reason for it is I feel like if this Timberwolves team is going to be successful, they've got to be kind of like the version of the Boston Celtics after they lost Kyrie, after they lost Gordon Hayward. They need to be the team that beats you with solid play from 11 guys, crazy great play from three guys. You're going to get really solid play out of Towns. He's going to be awesome. I'm not sure exactly what you're going to get from Wiggins. We'll see how he does now that Butler's out of the lineup. But I want there to be eight or nine guys who, from night to night, I can say they're going to do at least one thing well. And four of these guys have the potential to do like three things really well. But I think that the best route for this Timberwolves to find success is through a roster that's super deep and throwing a bunch of different guys at teams. I think the best version of this team this year, I'm not saying for the next 10 years, but the best version of this team this year is that they beat other basketball teams with 11 guys, with 10 guys. They're super deep, super versatile, and they're throwing a bunch at you. And the pulse of this team is Towns being amazing, but it's got to be a lot more than that. And so if you can grab Chris Middleton and another piece that helps with that depth, that would be so much more important for the Timberwolves, I think, than grabbing Chris Middleton in two or three draft picks. And at the end of the day, that's got to be kind of the mindset for every one of these trades. But I want to make sure – I hope that that's something that they're thinking about with Chris Middleton. Another thing that popped up on my radar, I hope it popped up on your guys' as well, Sporting News had a piece about how Jimmy Butler feels like the Timberwolves aren't really trying to trade him. I don't really buy that, only because what does that help with the Timberwolves? They've already had their Hail Mary attempt. They've already done the thing where they try to keep him even though he's said he wants to leave. I don't know what the Timberwolves could realistically expect from dragging this thing out, making this thing extend, because I don't think there's a version of this story that ends with Jimmy Butler somehow saying, you know what, I was wrong and I want to stay with the Timberwolves and be a Timberwolf for the long haul. There's not a version of that story in the cards. And so I think it just shows that these deals are really hard when you have a team that has been forced to have all the cards out on the table, and then you have a bunch of teams that don't want to give up too much for a player they know is going to be a free agent for sure next summer anyways. And so I think it just shows these things are really hard to get done. This is not an easy trade to try and push through, and especially when you're working up against the deadline when he announced it right on the cusp of going into training camp. And so I just think that this shows this is a tough thing to do, and it's going to take a little bit, but I do believe it will happen. And I think that it will happen before the end of the season. Hopefully that happens before the end of the season, but I think that's what you're looking at. I don't think the Timberwolves are trying to be incognito. Oh, maybe if we extend this long enough, he'll end up staying. I don't see that as the case. All right, before we move on to the main event of the show, namely talking about the preseason basketball, which you should all be excited about because we're going to be super positive today, but you should also be excited about basketball being back in our lives. I am tickled by it. I am thrilled. Can't wait for the regular season to kick off, and I'm excited that we already have basketball back in our lives, even if it is preseason basketball. Before I talk about all that good stuff, though, I want to talk to you about finding seats for events. So, the Twins are playing the last few games. And really, if you're looking towards the next season, Timberwolves are playing very soon. We have just entered October. It's October 1st. The Timberwolves season is right around the corner. Whether you're going to the last few games of the Twins game or of the Twins season, you're going to the first few games of the Timberwolves season, whether you want to see those great bands that are all over the place, where you want to go to maybe a theater event, something a little more upscale, something classy for that special someone, or if you're going to something with the friends, bringing the family somewhere, make sure you're using Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats is an online event ticket marketplace dedicated to providing fans live entertainment with experiences that last a lifetime. Vivid Seats listeners can watch their favorite teams and artists perform in person. Vivid Seats helps fans find their seats to any of their favorite live events, including sports, concerts, theater, and more. I love having options, and I love being a spur of the moment. I love deciding the day or a couple hours beforehand that, hey, I do really want to go to this Twins game, or hey, I really would like to see this person or this band perform. And so being able to jump into a ticket marketplace and find the spot to really appreciate the event, the concert, the sporting event, whatever it is, Vivid Seats is your place to go. And get this, with a purchase of $200 or more, if you use the Locked On promo code, that's Locked On promo code, then you can get $20 off your next purchase. $200 or more, you're getting $20 back in your pocket for that next event. Make sure you're checking out Vivid Seats to get really great deals and really great experience and really great seats while you're searching for tickets. Though that's all accomplished with Vivid Seats. And you know what? It's time to talk about basketball. So with that in mind, with purchasing tickets in mind, let's talk about the NBA season that's kicked off. All right, so basketball's back. Preseason basketball is here. The Timberwolves bested the Golden State Warriors 114-110. Again, when you're looking at a preseason game, you don't really pay attention to the score, obviously, because at the end of the day, the score really doesn't mean too much. What you do pay attention to is a couple key aspects of what's going on in the game, players, how the game is going down, what your team is doing. So there's a couple of players I would like to call, and then one aspect of this game that I really love from the Timberwolves. So first of all, Derrick Rose, 12 minutes in the first half. You had 16 points overall, 12 points in the first half. I think it's 7 minutes the first time around, but it's points. He played for 21 minutes. He shot 6 of 10 from the field, and he ended with two steals, one assist. Now, you didn't see a ton. He was playing because Jimmy Butler wasn't starting. He was getting the start. I do actually like the Timberwolves offense when they played two point guards, but more than that, I liked the isolation basketball you saw from him. They didn't really run too much offense through him. They were running it through Teague, obviously, and Teague finished with 3 assists. So you didn't see a bunch of Derrick Rose playing with the offense. What you did see is some isolation basketball from him. He looked good. He was shooting well, 16 points. He shot really efficiently, didn't take a bunch of bad looks at the at the hoop. I really liked how he moved with the basketball. I really liked how he played against a man-to-man defender. And I think that as you see the preseason progress, you'll see more of him running the offense. But I think that showed, I think this is a perfect showcase to prove that there is a really good way to run Derrick Rose with another point guard out there, and it can be done, and it can be done efficiently. And Derrick Rose is at a point where in his career where I think he's becoming a little more self-aware about what he can do offensively. And so I think all that was encouraging. I think Derrick Rose could actually have a really good season this year. And I think if he's used appropriately and properly, I think that this could be really fun. And I'm hoping that we're starting to get glimpses of this already. A couple other players that stuck out to me. Anthony Tolliver. We've always talked about how the Timberwolves need more of a three-point game. He took 10 three-pointers and hit 50% of them, had 15 points. Also, Josh Okogie, Kiba-based job combined for 6 three-point attempts. Like to see those rookies stretch the offense a little bit. I also like seeing those rookies, the way they shot. They shot, Kiba-based job hit 1 of 4, but he also went to the free throw line 4 times. He had Josh Okogie knocking down 3 of 5. He went to the charity stripe 5 times. It was good you had them combined for 16 points. They're starting to get into this offense. Okogie's defense looked pretty solid. I want to see more from them offensively. I want to see there's going to be a preseason game where they get a lot of minutes, and they got a pretty decent amount with 20 each, but there's going to be a preseason game where they probably get like 30, and it'll be interesting to see how they play in the offense then. I'd like to see a bunch of different aspects. I'd like to see one of them run the offense from time to time just to see, throw a bunch of situations out of these guys, see how they handle it, and see how they grow in this offense. I'd also like to see more minutes from these guys with the starters, but you know what? As far as first preseason game, first impressions, not bad, not bad at all. I would like to see Kiba-based job take a few more shots, see if the 1 for 9 is him just first game jitters, or if he is being put in a tough position for some of these shots and he's not finding a rhythm quite yet. But again, it's the first game. Can't take too much away from it. I liked what I saw from the young guys. Tyus Jones, being a little more selfish with the basketball. I want to see him be uber selfish with the basketball in preseason. He took 10 shots, only knocked down 2 of them, but got to the charity stripe 6 times. So if you're not knocking down shots, getting to the free throw line is important, especially if you want to be the caliber of point guard that's starting. And so if Tyus Jones is pushing towards that, then I thought that this was probably a good sign. Again, I talked about this going into the preseason. I want to see him be selfish with the basketball. I want to see him really create offense for himself. We know he can do it for his teammates. He showed in this game 4 assists. He had 2 steals. That's the Tyus Jones you know you're going to get. Now I want to see the next level of Tyus Jones. Hopefully we continue to see that through the preseason. The biggest thing that I took from this game, though, I really loved how the Timberwolves attacked the three-point line. I loved it. 30 attempts from three. They averaged like just a shade over 21 attempts per game last season. One of the worst three-point shooting teams and three-point attempting teams in the NBA. But they took 33s in this game. I really liked it. I really liked the spacing that they were creating on offense. They shot 40% from three, which is a great three-point percentage as well. So that's encouraging. But I really would love to see this continue. Hopefully this is a flash of things to come, that this is going to be a different offense, that they're running things a different way. Again, I think you're going to have to win from a bunch of different guys, not from a few starters. And so Tolliver chipped in 10 three-point attempts. You had the rookies, like I said, 6 three-point attempts. James Dunley didn't even play. If he gets out there even for like 11 minutes, 12 minutes, I bet he adds another 4 or 5 three-point attempts. Spreading the floor is going to make the game so much more easier for Towns to dominate. And I really love that the Timberwolves took 30 three-point attempts. Hopefully this is a taste of what's to come, not just a flash that we're not going to see again. And so hopefully this is the start of something new for the Timberwolves. Really encouraging stuff from the first game. Uber positive podcast. That's all I got for you guys, but make sure to keep tuning in. We're going to be talking a lot of preseason over the next few days and getting you ready for the next few preseason games that we got. Thank you for tuning in today, and thank you for listening to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast.